In a statement issued on Tuesday, Kurz and his senior ministers said they would wait for details of the agreement between German Chancellor Angela Merkel's CDU and its Bavarian sister party, the CSU, before taking action. Kurz told a press conference that he was ready to take whatever measures were appropriate.
We're prepared for all possible scenarios and are ready to take whatever action is necessary to prevent harm being done to our republic and to the Austrian people. We're ready to take action on our borders in response to Germany's actions, especially on our southern border.
Austrian politicians have been particularly critical of plans by Germany to turn back asylum seekers at the German-Austrian border if it's determined that another EU country is responsible for their asylum application but refuses to take them back. Regional leaders have said they will not tolerate Austria becoming the waiting room for Europe's refugees. Austria's Interior Minister, Herbert Kickl, said he could not envisage agreeing to such an arrangement, echoing the view of his right-wing Freedom Party colleague, Vice-Chancellor Heinz Christian Strache.
Selbstverständlich wird keine Vereinbarung zu Lasten Österreichs.
Naturally, we will not support or conclude any agreement that imposes an additional burden on Austria. That is a basic requirement.
Experts have questioned the legality of turning back asylum seekers at the border if Germany fails to reach agreement with Austria. They've also expressed fears that Germany's actions could provoke a so-called domino effect, with other EU member states taking similar steps to prevent asylum seekers from becoming stranded in their territory, a move which some believe could threaten the EU's Schengen borderless zone. Austria's Transport Minister, Norbert Hofer, says he hopes Germany's actions will have the opposite effect.
I hope it will be a catalyst, a turbo, for all those who bear responsibility in the European Union to bring about the effective protection of the EU's external borders, so that we no longer require internal border controls.
Kurz has long been a champion of strengthening the EU's external borders in an effort to close the Mediterranean route for migrants and refugees entering Europe. He's made asylum and migration a central theme of the European Union presidency, which Austria holds over the next 6 months. He says the recent EU Leaders' Summit in Brussels has brought about a rethink of what he describes as the bloc's open border policies, and what remains is to implement those changes. Austria's opposition parties, meanwhile, have accused Kurz of provoking the German migration crisis. Social Democrat leader Christian Kern says Austria, caught between Italy, Bavaria and Hungary, is set to pay for the Chancellor's interference.
The Austrian Chancellor has fueled an internal quarrel in Germany and fanned the flames of nationalism. We're about to get the bill and become a buffer zone between Salvini, Orban and Söder. In the race of nationalism, the smaller countries always lose.
Im Rennen den Nationalismus sind immer die kleinen Staaten die Verlierer.
The Lister Pilz party, meanwhile, has strongly criticised the government's plans to protect Austria's southern border. The party's political leader, Bruno Rossmann, says the German migration deal represents the beginning of the end for Europe.
I would like to note here that this is a politics that I utterly reject, because the day on which this agreement is reached is the day which will go down in history as heralding the end of Europe.